Our risen love is the crown of all the saints. Come, let us praise and adore. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. You are the praise of all your saints, and the joy of all creation. Abraham, with Adam standing, sees the promise now fulfilled, children's children life expanding, all Jerusalem is thrilled, death's and darkness realm remanding, life is lengthened, time is stilled. Beaches storing time's detrition share no fuller count of grain than the seeds of sin's condition bloomed from blood of lamb once slain. Grains of harvest milled in mission, wedded in one bread, one rain. Synagogue and church converging bring Jerusalem alive, driven by the Spirit's urging, home at last the lost arrive. One in love with one joy surging, one the life in which they thrive. Join we now the saints confessing what we barely dare to name, all their joy our hope expressing, Spirit's breath in human frame. To the Trinity addressing, glory, honor, praise, and fame. Amen. And all the angels stood round the throne, and the elders, and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshipped God. Cry out with joy to Adonai, all the earth. Serve Adonai with gladness. Come into God's presence singing for joy. Know that Adonai is Elohim. God made us, to God we belong. We are the chosen, the sheep of God's flock. Go within the temple gates, giving thanks. Enter the holy courts with songs of praise. Give thanks to Adonai, and bless the holy name. Indeed, how good is Adonai, eternal God's compassionate love. Our God is faithful from age to age. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. And all the angels stood round the throne, and the elders, and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne, and worshipped God.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Ephesians.
May the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Abba of glory, grant you a spirit of wisdom and insight to know clearly. May God enlighten your innermost vision, that you may know the great hope to which you are called, the wealth of the glorious heritage to be distributed among the members of the church. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Write these words, Adonai, in our hearts. How happy are the poor in spirit. Theirs is the reign of heaven. Happy the gentle. They shall inherit the earth. Write these words, Adonai, in our hearts. Happy those who mourn, they shall be comforted. Happy those who hunger and thirst for what is right, they shall be satisfied. Write these words, Adonai, in our hearts. Happy the merciful, they shall have mercy shown them. Happy the pure in heart, they shall see God. Write these words, Adonai, in our hearts. Happy the peacemakers, they shall be called God's children. Happy those persecuted in the cause of right. Theirs is the reign of heaven. Write these words, Adonai, in our hearts. Those who have left all things to follow me will receive a hundredfold and possess eternal life. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages in words of holy prophets to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear, and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Those who have left all things to follow me will receive a hundredfold and possess eternal life. You built your church on the foundation of the apostles. Keep their teaching secure among your faithful people. You made the martyrs powerful witnesses, even to the point of giving up their lives. Help all Christians to give faithful witness to your word. You gave holy virgins and consecrated religious the gift of following Christ in community. May those consecrated to religious life be steadfast witnesses to the coming of your kingdom. You called so many to extraordinary lives of loving their families, their neighbors, and those in need. May their examples inspire each of us to love all whom you place in our lives. You invited many to journey ever deeper into the mystery and beauty of your love, and to share their experience in mystical wisdom, poetry, music, or art. Bless all who share their gifts and talents in celebrating your beauty and enriching the lives of others. You called ordinary people in every generation to search for truth, to dismantle the institutions of oppression, and to work for justice and peace. May we hear the cry of the poor and follow in the footsteps of the saints. Bring all who have died into the company of heaven with Mary, Joseph, and all your saints, and give us also a place in the unending fellowship of your reign.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
O Holy One, you are the joy of all creation and the praise of all your saints. We thank you for the gift of that great cloud of witnesses whose ways of living and loving have continued the mission and ministry of Jesus with great diversity and beauty. As we celebrate this solemn feast in honor of all who love you, deepen our own commitment to take up the cross and follow Jesus into freedom, flourishing, and the fullness of life, both now and forever. Amen. May the blessing of God, who is the joy and the glory of all the saints, be with us this day and always. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. We praise you, O God. We acknowledge you to be our Lord. All the world worships you, the Abba everlasting. All the heavenly choirs of angels and saints join in your praise and sing. Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of the majesty of your glory. Your holy church throughout the world acknowledges you, the Abba of infinite majesty, your adorable true and only Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. You are the King of glory, O Christ.
You are the everlasting Son of the Abba. When you took human nature to deliver us, you did not disdain the virgin's womb. When you had overcome the sting of death, you opened to believers the kingdom of heaven. You sit at the right hand of God in the glory of the Abba. We believe that you shall come to be our judge. We beseech you, therefore, help your servants, whom you have redeemed with your precious blood. Make them to be numbered with your saints in glory everlasting.